So we deliver all the regulars, the business meeting to order. We'll stand for our invocation. Mr. Sipes.
Father, bow our heads, thanking you for this day, thanking you for the opportunity to serve the city. Lord, help us make good decisions for you. Lord, bless our city and take care of all of us. These things we pray and ask in your name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Check, check.
All right, council, tonight you got the minutes of the previous meeting before you. Do I have a motion to accept the previous minutes from the previous meeting?
Make a motion to accept the minutes.
I have a motion. Got a second?
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Next on the agenda tonight, we have bills for payment. Really a large amount. Our payroll was $248,441.27. And let me tell you, say something on that. That's 3 weeks worth of payroll. If you looked at that, that's 3 weeks. So we actually had an extra week in there. Plus we had $611,023.40 in regular bills for payment tonight. Anybody got any questions on the bills for payment? I got a motion to pay the bills.
I'll make a motion to pay.
I'll second.
I've got a motion, got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Any abstentions? I got one abstention. All right, tonight, do we have any visitors' comments, Chief?
Two.
All right, got two visitors' comments. Who's?
The first one is Ashley.
Miss Ashley.
So I'm here on chamber business. If y'all haven't heard, we have politics on tap. It's this Thursday night at Sinclair Social. So Senator Keith Kelly will be there. Representative Mark Gidley will be there as well, some of the other elected officials. So if y'all would also like to join us, it's at 5:30 on Thursday night. Probably till about 7 or just come and go as you need. But I
want
to make sure that y'all were aware of that and stop by.
Where's that at?
Yeah, where was that at?
Sinclair Social and Anniston.
Tenth Street.
Old Sinclair Service Station.
Okay.
I've been DJing car shows there the whole year.
All right.
It's really cool if you have to, but.
All right. Yes, ma'am.
I don't feel anything from the chamber if there's something you're looking for. But.
Yeah, we're good. I appreciate the invite, yeah. Ms. Ashley. Yeah,
thank you.
No worries.
Next is Corey Horton. Good afternoon, Council. Coming back again, during the holiday last week, I did not get, I actually got an initial email on this talk with the mayor. It's a Caterpillar skid steer tractor we have, the electric department has. I think it's actually the only one in the city. I don't think the water and gas or the street department Bobcat is operable at this current moment, but this tractor of ours, it had a check engine and went into limp mode. We took it down to Thompson Caterpillar about a month ago. We got an initial a quote to repair it. It had a diff. It has that diesel exhaust fluid on it. It has a problem. Had a fuel pump problem. Had two drive motor seals. The tracks, one of the tracks would need to be replaced, and they suggested just replacing them both. But I have a quote of $12,383 to repair this tractor. Actually, I had Dustin Steve work for me, reached out to him again, just for curiosity. They want to give us $19,000 trade-in, and we want to trade it, and a new unit was like $124,900. I'm coming to ask if we pay the $12,000 to repair it. It's 7 years old, but it only has 500 hours on it. Still a good piece of equipment and a good tractor. I know that's high. I talked with the mayor. Maybe some secondary place, composite work on it, but it being, it's only 7 years old, it's really still kind of like new. I felt better about taking it back to the Caterpillar. I know they're a little more expensive, but they'll ensure the work that's done and done right. So that's what we're looking at on getting it repaired, so.
Okay, we've heard from Mr. Horton tonight on what it's going to take to repair our skid steer through the electrical department. $12,383.
Yes.
Do I have a motion on that?
I'll make a motion. I'll second.
I got a motion and a second to pay the $12,383 in repairs to Thompson Cat. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you, Corey. Appreciate it. Yeah, I'm going to get him. I forgot him a while ago. Chief Kirkland. Sorry, Chief. I was supposed to get you during the work session. I forgot you.
I don't know that I need to have one of the papers I was going to look at. But essentially all it is the Katie Beard appropriations. I got some word back on it. About 5:30, 6 o'clock yesterday evening. So we're waiting now. We know we're getting the money. It's just the time frame and when we're going to get it. So from what they're saying, somewhere between now and February 15th, we should get a pro forma application from the USDA that we have to fill out, answer that, submit it back, and then they're looking at roughly 2 months time frame to process it and send the money. What I wanted to update on, I talked to the truck manufacturer today. They said we could go ahead and sign for a truck if we want to and go ahead and get it in line. There's no money that has to change hands to do that and get that to where we can get it by the end of the year of 26. If not, we're kicked back into whenever in 27, however it falls into line. So we won't have to bid that out per state bid laws because we can get it off of the HGAC. This is where everything's already bid out for the year and everything, so we won't have to deal with that and everything. So I just kind of want to give an update and see if we're wanting to go ahead and just get our name on the list and get it in line so that we're not sitting here halfway through 27 before we see a truck or something like that.
And when do we need to let them know something? You know, as far as getting in line, just the quicker we do, the earlier
quicker,
we get it.
The quicker, the better, of course. Right. They have a chassis sitting there waiting right now to start building on. They said it's going to be about 3 months before they even get to it. But they said if we push it back into February, that chassis is going to be gone. We're going to have to wait on another one to come in.
Okay.
So it's just whenever we can let them know. So.
And if the grant happened to fall through, we're still...
We're guaranteed the money.
Okay.
Yeah, but if something were to happen and we didn't get it, they said it's not that we have to pay them. We just back out the contract at that
point. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Okay. Well, you've heard from the chief tonight. Is that something the council wants to go ahead and get on the list for the fire truck that needs to be purchased through the federal grant?
I don't see a problem with it, really. I mean, the money's there. I mean, it's just that's the way most grants take.
Well, it's not going to cost. It's not going to cost us anything if something happens. Yeah. So,
I'm all for it. I mean, I'll make a motion. We need a motion. We go ahead and do that.
And I got a motion from Mr. Cobb to go ahead and get on the list to purchase a new fire truck.
Nothing.
Got a second? All in favor?
I got some questions.
Hold on. Motion.
All right. So, questions. You have a spec sheet for what we want and
yes.
the cost of it. Can you provide us with that spec sheet and what the cost that we're looking at?
I can.
Okay.
I can go get it right now.
You don't have to do that. I just
yeah,
want to
see. Yeah, I've got the spec sheet. The cost is $429 and some changes.
Tell me a little bit about the truck. Is it similar to what we're going to, which, because we got a bunch of different engines sitting over there.
You're right. So
give me a...
So it's going to be, what we're speccing out is a 1,500-gallon tank, 1,500-gallon GPM pump. What we're running right now on that truck we got from California is 1,000-gallon with a 1,500 GPM pump. The cab is going to be a commercial cab, like a semi-truck front end, instead of the custom cab that cuts roughly $200,000-$250,000 off of the price of the truck. But as far as the rest of the body, it's going to be pretty much the same thing we've got over there right now. Okay. You know, the three compartments down each side, one in the back, booster reel, you know.
It's so it's going to be kind of similar to the one we just got, the used?
Body-wise, correct, okay. Other than the cab. So but it'll be a four-door cab, just like.
Do you have plans on retiring something else from the fleet?
Yes. So what's your engine one, the red engine that we have, that one, we're going to look at seeing if we can't trade it in on this truck. And go ahead and start doing that, and then you know, as we progress, we are looking at reducing the fleet just because we've got so many trucks.
And the total grant, the grant will cover the total cost.
The total grant that we're awarded was $488,000 and some odd change. I don't have that paperwork with me, but yeah, it'll cover everything and some.
Okay. Will that cover equipping it with the equipment needed for that truck, or do we have equipment currently available?
We're going to take equipment off of the trucks we already have and put on that truck.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, I got a motion and a second to go ahead and get on the waiting list to purchase a new fire truck. I've got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Go ahead, Jeff. Thank you.
Mayor, we got one more visitor comment.
Okay.
The veteran council members here, all one of you, already know what this is about. I just want to get out of the way. Every year I do this because even though I'm not technically in the city limits, I'm not a citizen of Piedmont. I am within the police jurisdiction, which means I get police protection, I get fire protection, I get EMT without paying anything for it because y'all get none of my property taxes. And that doesn't sit well with me. So every year I donate something for first responders.
Thank you, sir.
And this is a self-addressed return for a receipt.
Okay. Thank you, sir. We appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank
and
you.
All you new people, I hope you know what you're in for.
Thank you a lot.
Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm.
He's been doing that.
Any other visitors' comments, Chief?
That's all.
Now, with that, we'll go to council reports. Ms. Williams? Mr. McCord? Mr. Cobb?
I got one thing. It's, I don't know if you, this meeting they got in Oxford, I think it's the 14th.
Mm-hmm. At 7:30 in the morning.
Send somebody the,
I think I forwarded Miss Tasha the email on it this afternoon. If not, I'll make sure she got it. But I think if I can't make it, I will see if Miss Tasha can make it.
Well,
for us.
Like I said, I might be able to go myself.
I know that's the one that I'm going to
go to. Okay, great.
Yeah.
And that's the Calhoun, though.
Calhoun County Connection.
Yeah,
County
Connections,
yeah.
It's at the Oxford Civic Center.
I think it's at Oxford City Hall.
City Hall, right.
I think so.
So, Ms. Williams, you're going to try to attend.
Very informative meeting. Very informative.
Mr. Cobb, is that all?
Yes.
Mr. Ellis?
No report.
Mr. Sal?
No report.
Mr. Farmer?
No report.
And I've just got a few things. If you haven't heard, the Venetian Foundation text out today or contact the city, and they're canceling the Polar Plunge for this year. It's been on Facebook. She just said, with the amount of sickness going around, and it's supposed to be raining and storming, and so they've just decided, as the Venetian Foundation, just to cancel that event for Saturday. So just want to make everybody aware of that. We talked about our liability insurance coverage and anything on that, and then we do want to say thank you to the Piedmont Arts and Entertainment Council for the squirrel drop. They put a lot of hard work into that for the New Year's Eve, and we had a little hiccup there, but it was good. We do appreciate all your hard work and everything that you guys do for the city of Piedmont. But with that, I don't have anything else. City Clerk, I left you off. And if, for the ones that don't know, Miss Tasha Blackaby is our new City Clerk. She comes to us with a real good resume as a City Clerk from Glencoe for 15 years from the city of Glencoe. And we're glad to have her in Piedmont. She's a Piedmont resident, and I think it's great to have Miss Tasha working with us. She's been working about 4 or 5 days and just getting her feet wet a little bit, but she's starting a really good job. And with being here, I do want to thank him for stepping in when we needed him, when I asked him, hey, Ben, can you do this for us? And he stepped right in and done a good job in the absence of city clerk. And Ben, I just want to tell you we appreciate it. And that's all I have. Anybody got anything else tonight?
Do you want to know that floor?
Yeah, go ahead, Ben. Should have done that visitor's comments. Go ahead. Sorry.
Good evening. We had got a quote for some flooring at the office to do the main lobby where we've had to do some floor work and to fix three offices where we're having some floor issues. And the total is $7,876 to fix the floor at the administration office. So I'd like to get that done. Good.
Yes, with that, they had Henry Reynolds, they had to go in and cut out in front of the main lobby door to get some boards up under the floors where it was sagging, and really some of the joists were broke and all this. So they cut the floor out, went up under, jacked everything up, got it back up where it needs to go, and fixed it. And they done that last week while we were a little bit slow. Henry and them done a good job doing that. But in order, the flooring, they had to cut the flooring out in the front. So to fix that, and then also we're fixing to move some people around in the office. You'll notice when you come in, probably once we get this done, we'll have somebody in that front office. So they won't be going up ringing the bell, that kind of thing. So there will be somebody there to direct traffic, you know, in and out of the city. So they will greet, somebody will greet people when they come in the door. But in order to do that, one of the offices on the left-hand side needs some flooring work done. And that was a price from Smith Flooring.
Smith Flooring, yeah.
Smith Flooring to replace that. Have we got anything?
$7,876.
And that's a little bit over my spending limit, so I need approval from you guys to go ahead and make those repairs.
I'll make a move we do that. I know it's been an issue for a while, that floor, and that's all.
I'll second that motion.
And I got a motion and a second. Any other discussion on that? Any other questions? I got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? All right. Anything else I'm forgetting? Thank you, Ben. I appreciate that. All right. With that, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
I have a motion. I got a second.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We're adjourned. Thank you.